Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people here in Northeast Louisiana. I'm joined today by Alan Johnson, campus minister of the ULM Wesley Foundation. Welcome, Alan.
Hey, good to see you.
Glad you're with us today. And the ULM Wesley Foundation is having a great event. I love golf. It's a great golf tournament going on. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, this Saturday, we'll be out at Black Bear Course in Delhi. And the tournament is a fundraiser for our ministry at the Wesley Foundation here on campus. And so we're excited. This is, I think, the fifth one we've done. It seems like maybe 4 years in a row now out at Black Bear. And it's a great course. And hopefully we'll have good weather and it'll be a good Saturday.
You know, Black Bear is probably one of the nicest courses in Louisiana, and right down the street from us, just a few minutes to get over there, and a good time, I'm sure, will be had by all who come out and play in this tournament. When is your tournament? When are you doing this?
All right, so it kicks off at 1. That's tea time on Saturday, this Saturday. But you could come at lunch, I think at 11:30 or 12. Lunch will be ready out there. That's part of the package. And so you can get on a team. It's $400 for a four-man team, four-person team. But then if you're an individual looking for a team, we might have, you know, a few other strays we could connect you with. We've done that before. This Saturday, April 8th.
If I just wanted to give you $400 and hit four balls, would y'all let me do that?
We'll do that all day long.
Okay, yeah. like a team of one.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, that may be an idea. So Black Bear Golf Course this Saturday. I know every time I go to a scramble like this, there's always a lot of contest and things going on. What are you guys doing that that makes your tournament fun and maybe a little different than other folks?
Well, we have two or three things that it'll be fun, and then some of it's different, I guess. We'll do a longest drive on one hole, and then we'll also do a prize for closest to the pin. And then we'll divide, when scores come in, we'll divide into two flights, and there'll be prizes for first and second place in each flight. And then we do another thing where you can buy a mulligan on the front and the back nine. We call it Mulligans for Missions. And so that money goes strictly toward summer missions for our students. And so, yeah, that's kind of a neat deal. Everybody likes a mulligan when they can get one, you know.
You mentioned missions. What is the mission of the Wesley Foundation? What does it do?
Well, the three words we talk about all the time are come, grow, and serve. And so when we talk to our student leaders, we want them to give students on our campus a chance to come into our ministry, a chance to feel like they belong, kind of for some people it's a home away from home. For some people it might be the only church kind of environment that they can find on campus if they're from out of town, maybe. So that's a big part of our deal, is welcoming and just inviting students in. And then we talk about growing students in their faith. So we do weekly worship service, and we do small groups where students have the opportunity to talk with other students and really ask some deeper questions about God and about life and who Jesus has called them to be. And so we have that opportunity for students to grow. And then the third part of what we do is serve. And so we encourage our students to serve while they're on campus, to serve the community. We give them opportunities to go and serve in mission in different places, either around the state, around the country, or like last summer we had a team go to Nepal. Also we talk a lot about what you do after you graduate, you know, that it's not just while you're here, but are you going to serve Christ? Are you going to serve beyond college graduation?
So you mentioned this mission trip. You'll go down, spread the word down wherever you're going. Where are you going to go this time?
Okay, this summer we actually have three trips. One is to Alaska. One is to the Shreveport area with the ministry called The Hub. And then we have a group also going to New Orleans. And the New Orleans trip and the Alaska trip are kind of working with younger kids, I think, a lot. In Alaska, they're doing some some vacation Bible school stuff type out in villages, things like that. So, but all these places, we're partnering with ministries that are already in existence, so, and giving students the opportunity to serve.
So things like teaching, but I know a lot of folks will go on a mission trip and they may build things, and they may go, may go build a building somewhere or work in a classroom. What are you guys doing like that?
Okay, well, last summer we sent a team to Nepal. We had 13 people go for a month, and what they did was they built a hostel for there's a school up in the mountains. And students from like at least 4 hours away would come. And so this hostel gave them an opportunity to be able to come and stay the whole week instead of coming for like one day and having to go back home, you know. So
you don't think about having to walk 4 hours or
no.
a four-hour trip to school and then I'm going to just come for one day. No, I'm going to stay and sleep overnight and maybe learn something a couple more days.
Yeah.
Alan, if somebody wants to find out more information about the ULM Wesley Foundation or the Foundation Golf Tournament, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can easily go to the website ulmwesley.org. And then /golf will get you a link straight to the tournament this weekend.
So this is Alan Johnson with the ULM Wesley Foundation. For more information on the foundation, you can visit ulmwesley.org. For the golf tournament, ulmwesley.org/golf. $400 a team, and those monies will go back into the good works of the Wesley Foundation. Alan, thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
For more information on this, you can visit our website at kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. Take a look at our weather forecast, and most all of the bad weather has moved off into Mississippi. There is still a little bit down in the toe of the boot of Louisiana. Today we're looking for a forecast that still calls for a 30% chance of rain. However, that will be clearing out over the next few hours. And after that, we'll look for a partly cloudy day today, a high near 78 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 55. And for tomorrow, sunny, a high near 84. Want to remind you once again, there are plenty of areas that still have trees flipped over. Don't go sightseeing in those areas. Power lines are down. Power still out at a lot of intersections. If you run into one of those, treat it as a four-way stop today. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.